أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذا قرئ عليهم القرآن لا يسجدون بل الذين كفروا يكذبون والله أعلم بما يوعون. In the previous ayats we read that Allah Ta'ala had made it manifestly clear by the redness in the evening when the sun sets, and then the night, and when it covers up everything and all return to their places normally at night, and when the moon reaches its full glory, that is the 14th full night. And in that way Allah Ta'ala explained that the returning to of man will also come after your day. The night has to come after our worldly life, the life of the qabr has to come. And from the beginning of the surah and the whole Quran and Sharif, Allah Ta'ala has made it clear that man must submit to Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala complains about these people of Makkah, the non-believers, who did not believe that when it is so clear and so many signs Allah Ta'ala has placed by which a person should believe in Allah Ta'ala. But if they have lost all their mental faculties and they could not figure out the existence of Allah, the oneness of Allah, that one returns again to Allah Ta'ala, then at least they claim themselves to be very, very literate, and they knew, were masters of the Arabic language, and themselves admitted the Quran Sharif's Arabic is far, far superior than what their Arabic was. So when the Quran was recited, they should have accepted the teachings of the Quran at least. If their minds could not support them and understand the existence of Allah and that we are returning to Allah Ta'ala in the day of Qiyamah, then at least the recitation of the Quran Sharif and recited by Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that should have a great effect on them, and they should completely submit and turn to Allah Ta'ala. So Allah says, وَإِذَا قُرِيَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْقُرْآنِ, and when the Quran Sharif is recited to them, their condition is لَا يَسْجُدُونَ, that they don't make sajda. The literal meaning of course is meant that they don't perform namaz, they don't make sajda to Allah Ta'ala. And it also means that they don't submit to the will and the commandments of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. This is a sajda tilawat ayat, and when we finish we all should make our sajda also. So their nature was that they were deprived of making sajda also. And this also comes when a person is stubborn like this, and he can't use his own mental faculties, he can't figure out and reason, and he doesn't accept authority either. He just wants to do what he wants to do, then all tawfiq is taken away from that person. And we should make lot of dua to Allah Ta'ala that Allah save us from such conditions that we stop coming to masjid, for example. We think we may be lazy, but Allah Ta'ala puts a blockage that we are deprived of other ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala, of deen. And the worst is when we only think of dunya's things as ni'mats, and deen's things we don't even take them as ni'mats, whereas they are the true favors and the true ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala. Further, Allah Ta'ala explains the condition is not only limited to that, بَلِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا يُكَذِّبُونَ. Upar se, aur ye ke munkir jhutlate hai. Not only that they don't submit to the commands of Allah Ta'ala, but they are so obstinate and so stubborn, and their disbelief has reached this stage that they verbally also falsify the teachings of the Quran Sharif and falsify the teachings of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So one is that a person himself is deprived, that is very bad in itself. But further than that, they try and influence other people also, and try and take them also away from the straight path and from the path of Allah Ta'ala. To a lesser degree, we also should see to ourselves that how much doesn't it apply to us when we perhaps not keeping a beard, for example. A lady is not in parda, that is bad in itself. But when we discourage other people and we tell them what this parda business about and what you want to maintain parda, and we should also think of it a bit more deeper, those of us who maintain parda. But when a family function comes, a social function, each day, then we want the whole family to sit together and eat. And those who are there, they are, for example, the daughter-in-law with her other brothers-in-law, and then she wants to observe parda, we say she's breaking the unity of the family. So or we also get involved to a lesser degree, but we should be careful of these things and many other things also. For when a person wants to adhere to Shariat, then we say Shariat is not so hard that you can't bend it here, you can't bend it there, and then we want to make it suit us and fit us. So this is also a disease that creeps into us, and which has come to the highest level to these non-believers, that they not only that they deprive themselves, but they used to falsify the deen and deprive other people also. Further Allah says, وَاللَّهُ أَعْنَمُ بِمَا يُعُونَ. Or Allah khub janta hai jo andar bhar rakhte hai, and Allah knows fully well what is that enmity and hatred which is filled in the heart, that they hate the Muslims, and there are so many people who hate the Muslims, and Allah knows everything. But Allah in many other places says He has a fixed time to take the revenge, to punish them, and that will be in the Akhirat. Yeah, Allah Ta'ala gives them enough rope and give them enough space to carry on with their things. But finally they will be roped in, and then they will be taken to task. And Allah knows all what is filled in the heart. Outwardly we can show a very pious front, but what is hidden in the heart, Allah Ta'ala knows very well what every person has got. And accordingly Allah will take people to task. May Allah guide us, prepare for ourselves, our families, our progeny from now after 50 years, what the world will be. Our little lovable child of 5 today, when that child will be 55, what will be the conditions in the world? If we put the right foundations now, then they will be able to survive. Otherwise the onslaught is unimaginable what it is. And it is for us as parents now that we worry of our children, our community, the ummah we worry about.